Over the approaching sloping hilltops arose the crest of a translucent sphere. As we neared, I watched the setting sun peek through the force field that encapsulated the kingdom of Enyalnor. It was the most profound sight, as the dome warped the penetrating light in such a way that it gleamed brilliantly, like a gemstone. The closer we came to it, the more I noticed an outer layer, much like water, clung to the sphere and appeared to be ever moving, like the sea. I turned to Ark. And how are we getting in there? Please tell me you have a plan. He laced his fingers and cracked them in a lax display.
I do, in fact.
He shrugged.
You might not like it, though.
I let out an exasperated breath. Oh, no. What is it?
That will come. But first, you need to understand that elves are deceiving. Well, they may look friendly, but most aren't.
He leaned forward, reaching down to touch his toes with a groan. Surely they can't all be that bad, I replied, watching him twist and stretch.
They're worse than you think.
Reaching his hands high above his head, he arched his back.
Charming, cunning, and powerful. By your standards.
Fine. They're dangerous. What do we do? I placed a hand on my hip, getting fed up with the lecture.
Simple. We get a boat.
He smiled. I narrowed my eyes at him. Can you magically make a boat appear?
Don't be silly,
he huffed.
We will borrow one.
I frowned. You want to steal? Ark pursed his lips.
Want is a curious word. More like, we need to steal.
Sighing, I folded my arms and gave him my best impression of my father's glare.
Ha ha!
He raised his eyebrows at me.
You said I could lead. It's for the best.
Let's just not hurt anyone, please. I sputtered in frustration.
That will depend entirely on how they feel about it all. If they start swinging.
A Cariel, I begged.
I will do my best,
he replied offhandedly.